Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You can be confident that Carrie and Tommy are about to make your drive home way more fun. On the road, you can go with confidence thanks to Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Because just like Carrie and Tommy, tyres and car servicing go together. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Tuesday, everyone. How are we?
Oh, I'm so good. You know how I said to you growing up, one of my dreams was to be a backup dancer.
Oh,
not
yes.
The front and centre one.
No.
Backup.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson's backup dancer was my life goal.
Very specific.
Well, I have an update on that. And
oh, you've been chatting to Janet.
Well, I'll tell you a little later on in the show,
really?
But things are looking good.
Well, that's good. Well, because while you're flying up into the stratosphere,
yeah.
I am sinking down.
What's happened?
Oh, have you ever woken up? We used to call it the sick when you'd done something the night before.
The sick?
Yeah, you wake up and you go, oh, I've got the sick because of what happened last night, what I did, how I behaved.
Oh.
I did something with a pregnant woman last night and I woke up with the sick about it. And anyway, I've got to tell you what it is next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Riri, ponder replay for your Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
I've got to be better at pregnant women. I've decided.
Yeah, don't you remember when you made me carry a bucket of beers?
I was just about to bring that
yes.
up. Yes.
Yes. When we went to Vegas for Backstreet Boys and we were all sitting around there as a team and then I said I'm going to get a drink and I was heavily pregnant.
Yes. Yeah,
and then I said, does anyone want anything? Yeah. And you said, get me a bucket of beers.
I said casually, because I'd already had a couple, I said casually, I'd love a beer. And then
one.
No. And then I remember they had a special on it. And it would be bad value for money to only get one.
And you don't want to carry two separate beers in both hands. No. It's easier if you
then
you turned around and
saw this heavily pregnant woman waddling back. And I thought, she's taking a while with the beers. And I felt so bad. And I'm sorry, but I don't feel like I feel like I've been pretty good since then. I consider myself a chivalrous and polite person. I will always stand up if I see a pregnant woman that needs a seat. And if I see someone being mean.
Do you ask if they're like, that's a tricky area to traverse.
But here's what I also do. If I see someone being mean, like talking to someone being rude or something on public transport, I get up and offer them a seat knowing they're not pregnant just because I know it will offend them.
That's so funny. Would you like a seat?
Yeah, yeah. I'm so sorry. Would you like to? Would you like to sit down? Good luck with it all.
Anyway.
Wait, but are you still taking the seat, though?
Yeah, that's the thing they have to deal with in their head. Yeah. They go, "You, and then sit down."
God, standing sucks.
and you can get them with the double whammy. Anyway. It's all right.
You're trying to paint yourself out here as nice, not me.
I'm a very nice person.
Yes. So what did you do to the pregnant woman?
So one of my best friends is heavily pregnant, right? And she's due in 3 weeks. And I rang her and I said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm expressing to try and bring on my labour. And I said,
wild night.
Anyway, then we had a chat. Then we had a chat about that because I didn't know that was a thing. We chatted about that for a bit. And I said, hey, I'd love to see you. Can we do dinner tonight? And she goes, I'd love to see you too, but I'm in my dressing gown.
Yeah.
And I said,
she's about to give birth
in
3 weeks.
And I said, oh, come on, you're capable of putting on clothes. And she goes, okay. And then I said to my housemate, I said, yes, she's in for dinner, right? Great. And then she sent me a message and said, hey, can we just, I don't feel like getting dressed up, so can we just stay at your house and order food in? And I said, sure. And then I spoke to my housemate. He's like, man, I've been out all day. I really want to go out. And the pub has great chicken wings. And I said, I really want to go out too, but don't worry. We'll just say that when she gets here, right? And then she sent me a message saying, hey, just order whatever. And
also,
I'll
you're not
whatever.
Painting yourself as not. This is this nice guy.
Yeah,
we'll just trick her when she gets here.
We'll lie to her and then we'll trick her.
We're on the same page. And then she sent a message saying, hey, just order. And I'll, because I'm not fussy and I'll just eat whatever when I'm there. And I said to Johnny, I said, I think we might be in a bit of trouble with our tricking plan here. And then she gets there and she's in slippers. And we both looked at her and said, hey, we really want to go to the pub.
What?
Can we please go to the pub? And then she goes, yeah, of course. Yeah, we can go to the pub. And we danced and went, you're the best. You are the best. Thank you so much. And then she goes, this was the clincher. She goes, who's driving? And we looked at each other and said, well, we've both been drinking. So
you made the pregnant woman in slippers drive you to dinner.
She had the best.
She was sitting at home. In her dressing gown, ready for a night in.
Expressing. Yes, let's not forget that bit. 13 10 60. What have you done to a pregnant woman? Give us a call. I've made one carry a bucket of beers, and I've tricked the other one into driving me to a pub. What have you done to a pregnant woman? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13 10 60, what did you make a pregnant woman do?
Yeah.
You made me carry a bucket of beers.
In Vegas.
In Vegas.
You made your poor friend
last
money.
Night who did not want to go out, was at home in her slippers and her nightie and her...
And then she came round, expressing, let's not forget, and then came round and said, can we just stay in? And I said, yes. But then that was a trick. Because then when she got there, I said, can we please go to the pub? And she said, yeah, okay, sure. And she said, who's driving? And I said, well, I've been drinking, so... It's not much of a decision that needs to be made.
I never knew that the expressing thing in bringing on a baby.
And she's a midwife.
Pre-expressing, before you've had the baby, to get the baby to
try
come.
And to try and yes, because apparently it releases some hormone something. Yes, oh. Which can help induce labour. I know. Isn't a woman's body an amazing thing?
Because, absolutely.
Yes,
Hayley, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't sound convinced about that, Hayley.
I'm really nervous to be on the radio.
Oh, don't be nervous, Hayley. Don't be nervous. Hey, Hayley, was it you who made a pregnant woman do something or were you the pregnant woman?
No, I was the pregnant woman and at the time it was my boyfriend who is now my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 8.5 months pregnant and I was trying to, you know, enjoy the last bit of, you know, not
life.
Having a
yes.
baby.
Yeah.
And I went to bingo. We only had one car at the time, so my husband had to drop me off and then pick me up. And at the end of the night, he forgot to pick me up. So I was out. The bingo hall had closed and I was very, very heavily pregnant and waiting for my husband that wouldn't answer the phone.
What was he doing?
He was sleeping.
Oh.
How'd
you get home?
Well, I don't know. I just went into him then and said, how did I get home? My son's 21 now, so I actually can't remember. But
So this was before the days of like just an Uber or something simple.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so Caleb's 22 this year. So
I hope he didn't walk home.
I don't think I did because we lived, wasn't too far, but too far to walk when you're that far pregnant. So.
Especially when you've got a bucket of beers that you're carrying. For you. Thank you, Hayley.
What about Lou? Hey, Lou.
Hi, Carrie. How are you? Hi, Tommy.
Good.
Hey, Lou.
What did you make a pregnant woman do?
Well, no, I was the pregnant woman, a little bit like Hayley.
Yes.
Literally, we're on farm, so my husband rings me and says, there's a ewe down. She's little. I need you to come and help. So I was 36 weeks pregnant. He was already in the paddock. And I had to climb the fence, trudge across the paddock, and then help pull. Well, I actually had to pull the lamb out of the ewe at the time because his hands were too big. So it was my job bending down.
That's amazing, Lou.
Well, yes, it is. But then, you know, you feel a bit for them, Carrie. As you know, when you're pulling stuff out, pushing stuff out, and you got to pull it out, it's not great.
Lou. No, it would have been weird if it was like. What are those like chain reactions? So you were doing the you and then your hubby's doing your bub and then you just kind of.
you doing the you.
I was just going to make me think of it yet. Yeah.
Hey, Lou, I have distinct memories because my family grew up on dairy farms and I have distinct memories of when they were calving. Sometimes my uncle would, and I can't remember if it was open up the airway. No, he would have to hold them by the legs and then swing them around his head to like activate their breathing. Do they do that?
So it helps to get the fluid off their lungs. Yeah, so I'm a vet nurse as well. So that's what we do with puppies. Once we're doing a Caesar, you've got to sort of swish them up and down a little bit, and
imagine,
you know,
if you
give
did
them
it
a
with
jig.
Babies, because
I know.
And the obstetrician.
I know. Well, because it was the first time I said it. My dad said, "Hey, jump on the tractor, let's go out calving," and I just see my uncle just lassoing the cow. I'm waiting. He's like, "Yeah, that's what you have to do."
Oh, Nikki, how are you, Nikki?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Let me guess, you were the pregnant woman.
I was both.
Oh,
what happened?
Us.
By the way, Tommy, you owe your friend designated driver when she's ready to go out on
her
first
night. Great idea.
That was literally the deal we made last night. Yes.
Perfect. My body tricked me into not knowing that I was pregnant for 6 months.
Oh.
And then my baby arrived 4 days after I actually found out I was pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
So Nikki, I hear these stories all the time and I can't work out how it happened. So how
you
didn't get a period?
No, I got everything normal. Everything was there for 6 months. And then I got COVID and passed out at home and bonked my head and went to the hospital for that. And that's when I found out that I had a little baby boy who was 6 months old and 10 years after my original one.
Oh, my God. So did the bump bring on the labour or separate?
No. My brother's wedding in a different town, I think, brought that on because, I had him 4 days later. So,
hey, Nikki.
I've got a couple more questions too.
I wanted to ask the period question. I didn't know that was possible.
Well, yeah, everything was normal every month. I don't know whether it was like an actual period or whether it was just like spotting, because pregnant women can spot and stuff like that. But as you can hear probably in the background, he's perfectly happy and healthy now.
So, but did you not notice your body changing, Nikki? Like your tummy and stuff?
No, I didn't get a tummy and nothing. I didn't get movement. I had the marina in, so that was a surefire way to guarantee that I wasn't pregnant. But, yeah.
Well, Nikki, I mean, you've taught
miraculous.
Me a thing or two. Yes, amazing.
Good on you, Nikki.
Thanks, Nikki, and congrats.
Thanks, guys.
Should we just end with Danielle?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Danielle, what did you make a pregnant woman do?
My partner went out for a work dinner and asked me to pick him up in the city, and I picked him up from the strippers.
Carrie and Tommy.
Bit of Harry Styles for you. That is music for a sushi restaurant. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo. And guys, with Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto, you can go with confidence.
Yep, transparency. It can be hard to know who to trust when you're getting your car serviced or repairs done, because, I mean, who knows what's happening under the bonnet? I certainly don't.
Yes.
But Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto, they provide Bridgestone Tech Check, which is like a 60-second video from their mechanic showing you exactly what needs to be done.
It is obviously awesome for their customers. It's also good for the mechanics to get a bit of camera time, you know?
Start their own account.
Work on that media, because I'd follow it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, just slide out from under the car.
Yeah.
Pop up.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Barry here. Or do the classic double look. Oh, I didn't see you there. I'm just working away on this car.
Or they could be like the dentist, where they never show their face. Their face is always under the car.
Yes, right.
You just see half their body.
Muffled sound. Bickers, I have got something for you next, which, to be honest, I don't know if it'll make me look smart or dumb. I've potentially been the victim of a scam. We've talked about
this
show before.
We've talked about this heaps. You have been.
Or have I? Because something has arrived.
No.
And I haven't opened it. So I'm doing an unpackaging live on air next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
We never go up.
Taylor Swift style for your Tuesday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
And I don't know, again, whether this is going to either prove me.
Vindicate you.
Yes.
Vindicate.
Or vindicate me. I hate when you go for a big word and you get it wrong. It's like my brain instantly goes, why do you even try? Like, you barely even know what it means, and now everybody knows you can't use it.
I do know what vindicate means, but sure. I think you're about to demonstrate it.
Well, maybe. Or it's going to prove me even a bigger idiot. Unvindicated. This has been a long-standing topic on this show when I
started texting scammers back.
I did start texting scammers back, and I have been scammed before. I'm quite scammable.
Yeah, but in this case, you thought it was your painting that you ordered.
I ordered a piece of art. Anyway, this was me talking to you about it on the show. What I think it is a piece of art that I bought.
Yeah.
I can't find
where I ordered it from, and I can't find anything. So I just get these messages from FedEx saying there's a tracking thing, and then this lovely lady called me.
FedEx callback 1-800 111
112
option 1, and please provide your
mobile
number.
And I went to
just definitely think it's a scam.
Is it a scam?
Tommy, look, you're being scammed.
It's definitely a scam.
Alex, there's no chance this could be real.
No, 100% no.
And let's not forget, one of those guys worked for FedEx.
Yes, and he said they would never call.
He said they would never call, never text. But I did. I got like four texts saying, "Hey, you've really got to pay this $400."
Oh, that's right. And then they sent it back or something, didn't they?
So then I get an email. I'm like, I'm not falling for this scam that everybody's told me about. And then I couldn't find. And I just thought, well, I just don't know if this art's ever going to turn up. And then I get an email from the art gallery saying, hey, is there a reason this got returned to us? And I wrote back to them and I said, it's because I thought I was being scammed by FedEx and so I didn't pay the money. And then they wrote back a lovely email saying, it's understandable, but yes, you do have to pay the customs. We can't pay that from our end.
But it was already back in wherever you ordered it from.
But then, of course, I said that to some of my friends and they're like, bro, this is part of the scam.
Oh, my God, it's so confusing.
And so they said, now they're just going to send you more FedEx messages and you're going to pay it now because they've sent you a scam email.
So how much money had you paid?
So at this stage, just for the art, right? Okay. But the art isn't right. But then the FedEx started messaging in. I thought, I'm just going to pay it. I'll see what happens. Anyway, look what arrived today because Tube.
Oh, my God,
here.
I think this is your art.
I think so.
You never scammed all along?
I haven't opened it.
Before you open it, can I tell you something funny before you open it?
Yeah.
So we found it so funny that you kept falling for this that we planned to get one of us to dress up as a FedEx worker to rock up at your house with a pay pass little machine thing or whatever they're called and to tell you needed to pay $1,000 and then we were going to give you your artwork and we wanted to see if you would give your credit card and scammed.
Of course I would have. Yes.
Oh, we should have done it then, guys.
But also, do you see why my life is hard?
Anyway, let's see if this is your art.
Imagine if it's just a tube full of receipts of all the car, the charges they put on this car.
Or a list of all the other people they've scammed.
Yeah.
Welcome to the wall of idiots.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does look very canvassy.
It does look canvassy, doesn't it? It's rolled up, though.
It is rolled up.
Did you check where it's from?
It's from, what do you mean? Well, it's meant to be from Portugal.
Is that thing from Portugal?
Hang on. I don't know.
You pass me that.
That's from, that doesn't look good.
No.
It's from Rua Fernando Paulo Arizam.
I know, that sounds Portuguese.
Does it?
Paulo Arizam.
Anyway, yeah. I'm trying to be quick.
It's got
to
be. What else are you waiting for?
Oh, guys.
Is it? You were never scammed at any point.
Oh my God.
Oh, but this is problematic now because now we're going to think all the next things that happen and not
scammed.
I'm going to
get scammed so much now.
Oh, it's beautiful. How cool. Great for on air. No one can see it. Guys, it looks good.
Nope. Just waiting. No, I'm just leaving a bit of air. Just any apologies?
You were vindicated.
Carrie and Tommy. Ed Sheeran, Celestial for your Tuesday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I don't understand what has just happened because you guys went to a dance class, which I was very jealous of, by the way.
Yeah, and Eli and I went dancing.
And you said it was great. And then you've gone out and done a rehearsal outside because we're doing a break about an hour. But now you've walked in and you said, we're not doing the dance.
No, we just wanted, will we remember it?
And then Eli went, do I need to be on microphone for this? I'm like, okay. Surely. Surely both of these things need to happen.
We just did a little rehearsal because we wondered if without the mirrors in front of us and the instructor and all the people there, we would remember it.
Great.
And it turns out we didn't remember it. So we just needed to like reconvene.
Dancing is hard. Oh my gosh. Do you remember when we did it in London? I was the sweatiest man in the world.
So, Eli, not that I want to single Eli out, but I don't think I've ever seen him sweat so much as he did last night.
I was dripping.
Bro, it's so... I don't know why it's so sweaty.
So what type of dancing? It was like pop. Right.
So they pick one song into your routine.
Yes, and you learn a routine to
it.
Right?
What song?
So, well, this is the song.
Oh yeah.
Christine Aguilera, which Eli, because he was very tentative about coming. And I was like, Eli, you love dance. He's like, I don't know, I can't dance. I'm like, I've seen you in the club.
Yeah,
like,
you can dance, bro. What are you talking about?
No, anyway. We get there and he was all nervous and all kind of, and then before you know it, they tell us we're dancing to Christina Aguilera, which he absolutely loved.
You would have been up
front row.
Yeah, of course.
And then you watched that. Oh, my God. It was like watching, you know, the Madonna Vogue, you know, with the hands. Hey, it was all over it. In fact, so good that at one point the instructor said, hey, he was awesome, by the way. Wasn't he amazing?
Great, amazing.
And because when they first started, it was so quick and so fast, and we were looking at each other like, we're never going to keep up. And I've got, as I've told you, I think I'm getting early onset dementia. I can't remember anything.
And as I told you, I agree.
Yes, and I can't remember anything. So as they were like doing the first eight counts and the 16, I'm like, I still haven't got the first eight. And they were moving on. It was so stressful.
Actually, one thing that I can add to that is Carrie didn't remember the name of the song. She called it Naughty by Christina Aguilera, not Dirty.
So, let's get
Mum. Anyway, and then at one point he turned around and he was saying, you know, the instructor was saying, it's not like you've got to get the steps right, but you've got to feel it too,
you know?
Like, you, what's your name down the front? And then Eli goes, the guy with the cat.
The khaki hat. Harry's been for brain cancer, khaki hat.
Yeah.
And then he said,
did you wear the hat dance?
He wore it backwards. He looks so cool.
I'm back on board now.
And then what made me laugh a lot, though, because he used a phrase, which is such a me phrase to use, which to describe, and it was not how Eli looked dancing. Like, I feel like this is the wrong word for how Eli looked. Because he looked so cool. And the guy goes, see, you look groovy. And he didn't
That's
look groovy.
What my mum would
yeah, exactly.
say.
Exactly. That's what I would say. Anyway, we loved it. So we've
but
been.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Give us a bit of the dance.
But that means nothing. Well, what about our listeners can't see it?
We do so no, much you will, visual if content you on this show.
Oh my God,
I just opened a painting.
What? Okay, look, maybe we'll just do a little rehearsal next and we'll do it up next. We just got to rehearse first. You don't understand. We've got to get the Corrie right, okay? Because this is my audition for being a backup dancer.
I'm
with Janet Jackson.
I'm just interested.
No, I am going to be, mark my word, all
you
look at me here.
For Janet.
Maybe not for Janet, but for somebody, I will be a backup.
No, but Janet might be perfect because Janet will be slowing down. So
Janet will never slow down. She's got the moves.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're trying to suck up to her
already. I reckon she's starting to look more and more groovy as the years go on.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And if you are just joining us, welcome to Australia's newest dance crew.
Yeah.
We've had some technical issues. Well, not technical, just body issues.
Yeah, technically. It's your body.
Oh, my God, this all makes sense. I've had a sore neck all day today and I couldn't work out why. It's from all the body rolls.
Too many body rolls. You
too
got body
many
roll
body
back.
Body roll back. Anyway, Eli and I, we're not quite ready. I would just say we're not quite ready to present our dance. I think we need a few more lessons.
Who's not ready?
Why?
Eli's letting the team down, let's be honest.
I want to see the dance.
We're not ready. Can't you just let us be ready?
But why did you factor it into the show today and then tell us you're not going to do it?
Do you think you're pressure players?
No, I thought that we'd just be good and we just did it in front of the mirror and we were not good.
it's broken poor
okay,
Eli.
Okay, you want us to do it?
Yeah, okay.
Just give us a bit. We can describe it. All right, hit the track, Jesse.
Okay. You ready?
Okay, they're facing each other. Oh, a bit of hands in the air. Oh, this is. Are you meant to be in time? It looks like.
Harry's just hip thrusting.
Jesse, I've got to be honest. At the moment, it looks like they're flamboyantly directing traffic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know.
Now they're just.
So I think they're size 7.
Whatever they want to do.
It's fine. We'll get. Hey, Eli, we're good.
Firstly,
yeah, we're good.
Hey, I love the enthusiasm, but you know what it looked like a bit? You know when police officers, when the lights are out and they have to direct traffic? It looks like if the cop was out of the YMCA group. And just giving it a bit.
A couple of accidents that happened with that traffic there as well.
But groovy, guys.
Groovy.
Very groovy. What's up next?
I don't know. I'll work it out. The next will be, take a breath. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm here to fall on my sword.
What do you mean?
I'm here to issue you an apology.
What have I done?
No, hang on. Nothing.
Oh, that's my gosh. Point. There's one time I haven't done anything. Wait, hang on. What have you done? Yeah.
You know how whenever we have our team nights and you offer to cook, we all roll our eyes and say, no, we want to eat this side of midnight because you take forever to make food.
Oh, well, I just enjoy it and I like to drink while I cook. I like to chat to people.
No, what it is that you like to make food from scratch.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like you like to make your pizza.
I would just
buy pizza bases from the shop.
Yeah,
right, to speed things up.
Because you've got kids and then you, of course, get bitter about the fact that you have kids.
No,
and
so it's just like we need to eat at a reasonable hour.
And so when I get to use my time like I want to, you're such a jerk. And I'm like, hey,
just because
we're
all sitting there hungry, waiting. Remember when you came into work and offered to make us lunch at midday and we all ate at 3:30?
Hey,
yes, exactly.
Half of that was because I was cooking with your daughter.
Anyway. I decided on the weekend to not only make pasta, but to make pizza, both of them from scratch.
Oh my
and
God,
I've
Carrie.
Never made pasta before. And I said to my mum, come around for dinner. Kids, I'm going to make pasta.
Oh no. Oh.
That took forever.
Sorry.
5 hours I cooked for. Yeah. I was there hand rolling pasta. Oh. It was meant to be all fluffy and doughy and it was just like solid cement. And I said to Ollie, keep kneading. If you keep kneading, it'll soften up. It wasn't softening.
No.
It was getting harder and harder.
What
and then we had to
there?
Roll. And then I think I gave myself RSI because from rolling.
Yeah, okay.
And because it was so hard, I had to roll and roll and roll. It really hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying because I had RSI before I learned to cook.
Yes, I'm sure it's not
always from that.
No, but
was it hard?
Anyway.
I needed it enough.
So I have made.
Yeah.
It appears.
What's it called? Present your dish.
Eggplant ragu.
Oh, gross. What are you doing to me? Also, eggplant.
No, the eggplant bit is delicious.
The only bit you didn't make.
I just don't think you know how to cook with eggplant properly.
No, apparently you don't either.
It's delicious. But the pasta itself, I've now warmed this up 4 times. Yeah. So I think I just didn't cook the pasta long enough because now 3 times later of warming it up, it's softened a bit.
You know how you say you didn't cook the pasta long enough? No, notoriously fresh pasta takes about 2 minutes.
No, it's not true because Rick from my local cafe who gave me the recipe said this recipe, I didn't use double O flour, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Oh, no, Tipo. You didn't use double O.
I don't know what any of that means, but I didn't use fine enough flour. He said the pasta would take too long to cook. So he said I didn't cook it long enough. Anyway, it's hot.
It is very hot.
Yeah, and it's also the pasta bits, there's no consistency to their shape.
What shape are they meant to be? Because
it's meant to be Fusilli or whatever that's called.
At the moment, it looks like hot chips.
That and thick cut chips
so
are that.
Because you're meant to have. Don't
just
protect my
bite.
Feelings. I know what it tastes like. I had it too.
I will say this. It's hard to get down.
Try one of the smaller bits. You did have the most enormous bit of pasta.
I've got to have another one.
Did you make sure you get some eggplant as well?
Get some eggplant because the eggplant's delicious.
It
no, it's good. I think it's really yummy. The actual flavour. Is the flavour good?
So if we're doing apologies, I need to make one of my own. And that is to our producer, Pippa, who the other week presented the most inedible lasagna because it was vegetarian. And we all teased her. And I'm sorry, Pip, because had I known what was out there in the scale of bad pasta.
Give it to someone else to try. It's not that bad.
Bro.
I think it's actually really.
Why didn't you give it to producer
Pip? Oh my God, I'll eat it then if you don't want it.
Yeah, of course you're going to have to.
I think it's actually quite nice.
What kind of cheese is on it?
Mozzarella? No, yeah, mozzarella. Or burrata, one of them.
I'm just saying
words I don't understand.
It's not burrata.
Anyway, the other thing. Oh, Jesse, you're all being rude.
I've just never eaten a piece of pasta that's thicker than my thumb.
I know. And also that. I couldn't roll it any thinner, I told you that. I also couldn't. Sorry, this isn't me trying to be mean, but I'm surprised people didn't choke on it. Like, it's so hard to get down
your throat. Did watch my mum eat it with a knife and fork.
Carrie and Tommy.
Guy Sebastian's choir for your Tuesday arvo. And coming up soon, guys, we're going to serve up some cash, all thanks to play.tennis.com.au.
I think people, when they picture radio studios, they picture like us dancing to the songs. And what really happens often is that the music gets turned down occasionally and we have to talk about business and upcoming tactics and stuff for the show. But at the moment, it's exactly what people imagine.
Only the same song over and over.
The same song, because you guys have not stopped your
routine. We're trying to get a routine happening.
I know, but also there is one thing I've noticed. When we did those dance classes in London all together, that was so much fun, right? But you guys don't seem to be having an iota of fun.
We had so much fun.
You're yelling at each other.
we want to get it right.
Yeah, I know. But even your tone and your voice now, it's not joy.
Because I'm disappointed at myself for not being able to master it again.
My favourite part was just before when Eli stopped because he forgot which movie was and then turned around and looked at Carrie, and Carrie had stopped because he stopped. And he went, "Why aren't you moving?"
Fun times, guys. Anyway.
I've got an idea to pitch.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
If you agree with me, because I want to know if there's one other person that agrees with this idea. It is slightly controversial.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm aware smoking is bad for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's too outward. I think it's too hard for smokers these days because you can't smoke anywhere. And the government made it legal, got people hooked on it, and now you can't smoke anywhere. So
yes,
I've got an idea.
All the lives that have been saved.
Hey, but I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think then make it illegal. Don't make it legal and then just ostracize it. But anyway, here's my idea.
It is interesting. Getting serious for a moment though. Mm. Like it did almost disappear. And because of vaping.
Of course.
There is smoke
but also, I had this thought because the other night I was sitting outside at a pub and I got told I couldn't vape there. There was no one around us. We were outside, but they said because it's an eating area, I couldn't vape there. But there was no one else there. And then they put my food down in front of me and I had ordered a double crispy chicken burger and a bowl of loaded chips with cheese on them, and I was drinking a pint. And I thought, I get that this isn't great for my health, but also none of this other stuff is.
And no, but the vaping is because of the other people eating, not
there
you.
There was no one around us.
Yeah,
anyway,
but someone could arrive.
Sorry. Yeah, but then I would stop. Here's my controversial idea.
Mm.
We make toilets smoking areas. So to smoke, you've got to go into the toilets.
Oh, right? And then you sit on the bog and smoke.
Well, you can do that, but you can also just stand near the basin and smoke, because at least then, particularly with vapes because they smell nice, at least then it also helps to deodorize the place.
But what if you don't want that secondhand smoke or you don't want that smell, but then you need to use the bathroom?
Yeah, just go in and out quick, because then it also stops people, corporate jobs, going in and sitting on the bog for half an hour because they want to use their phone.
As the producer mentioned, though, the ladies' toilet, though, imagine the lines are ready now. Imagine if you were going in there to vape as well.
Well, I tried to solve the ladies' bathroom problem the other day.
You did,
and I'm sorry.
There's only so
I'm
many
doing
problems.
My best at the patriarchy, but I'm.
Who have you got there? Is that somebody that wants to agree with you?
No, I don't think so.
The phones are on off.
I haven't yet had. Let's just give it a few seconds, because Jesse, have you got any elevator music there, or anything that's not Christina Aguilera's dirty?
We could go practice our dance.
No.
Yeah, let's keep practicing.
Anything but that.
Oh no, Cara's ready to go.
Cara, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Cara. What do you think about my idea of making toilets smoking areas?
I think absolutely no way. Imagine the cigarette butts that would be over the floor.
No, but just ashtrays.
Ashtrays, no one uses them.
Your problem is littering, though. Like, again, guys, I can only fix so many things.
I work in hospitality and we have a beer garden. You see cigarette butts everywhere despite the ashtrays, and I think the problem would be the same in the toilets.
What about vaping?
Yeah.
Vaping, sort of 50-50. Are people going to leave their vapes behind or are they going to take them?
No, they're addicted to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to take them.
What? What?
It's a problem solved.
So taking them or leaving them?
So hang on. Have I fixed the world? I've got
Emma. What's Emma got to say? Has Emma got something to say to you?
So far the one note on the screen is, Emma, have I found one person in the world that agrees that maybe smoking, making
the toilet smoking areas is a good idea?
Not at all, Tommy. Mm-hmm. I should be highlighting vaping as any kind of positive anywhere. Like, it's just as bad for people's health as smoking. Mm. It means these days.
Bring Emma down. She doesn't agree with me.
No, she doesn't.
Let's go to Zach. Zach, have I found one person in the world that agrees with me that we should make? And again, I'm not trying to encourage smoking.
It feels like you might be.
No, I'm not. I'm saying if we're going to make it one area, make it the stinkiest area.
And they might finally improve ventilations in bathrooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Carrie and Tommy.
Miley Cyrus, that's flowers for you Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Because we've got a great comedian joining us next, and he's a friend of ours and has a newborn bub. And you know when people have a baby and all you can say is, beautiful baby.
So cute. So cute. Looks
gorgeous.
Like you.
Yeah. I've got a question that I haven't asked him. I've got something I've got to say about his baby, and I haven't said it yet, and I think I'll say it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Woo! It's your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we haven't seen this man since we had a beer, all of us, together in London. Great comedian, great friends. Dean Riscopoulos joins us out. Is this weird? Because I didn't think it was weird at the time. But I think Carrie maybe suggested to me that it was weird. When we were in London, me and you caught up quite a lot, right? And yeah. It was great. And I had a great time every time I saw you. But I didn't meet your baby. Is that weird?
No, because yes. I wanted to save him until he was out of an age where he could really appreciate your company, Tommy.
Yes.
And I think he would have regretted spending time when he was a baby and not remembering the amazing life guidance that you would have given him. So it's just my choice.
Do you know what my take on it is? Is that Tommy was your escape from that said child.
He could have bought me some time to go and have some beer.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So there wasn't a lot of crossover time.
It's like he's only here for a limited time and he's swimming the channel, which is so important, and he needs a motivational speaker, and that's the only person he can afford in London, which is me.
It is hard to say that straight off the back of saying beers at the pub.
Right. So how long are you out for, and what's happening with your show? What's your show theme this year?
So I'm here for doing all Melbourne or Sydney. It's my show's called Friendly Stranger, and it's pretty much like my relationship with the audience. So if you've never seen me before, I do a lot of like audience participation and characters and improv, and I get audience members to play characters in my show. So it's kind of that vibe and making it super friendly and nice. I'm not picking on anyone. Everyone has a lovely time.
Have you got a go-to question just in your everyday life? Luke McGregor likes when people ask how he is, new people, he will give them a number rather than saying
like
how
out of 10.
Yes. Do you have a go-to question or unique Steen-ism when you meet new people?
What's your vibe?
What's your vibe?
Because that can be taken in so many different ways. And if people give it a word or a number, as you said, then you can kind of get their vibe off that answer as well.
Yes.
And some people give a non-verbal answer too. And that's a vibe in itself.
Yes. Do you have a unique way that you end a phone call? What's your ending to a phone call?
If you never speak to me again, I'm sorry for your loss.
Have you ever given Steen your new opener that you've decided to go with?
Oh, how I answer the
yes.
phone? I answer the phone now by going, Tommy Tom.
Don't do that. Also, wait for it to ring before you answer. That's like, it's too keen if you beat the ring, mate.
You talked about audience participation before. Do you remember, do either of you remember the horror it is when you get asked as an audience member to participate? So as an audience member, it is my greatest fear for somebody to make me have to participate in their show.
Yes.
The higher you go up the chain, do you forget that feeling, or are you consciously aware that it's a horrible experience?
No, Carrie, I'm very much exactly like you. Anyone else's show, I hate getting picked on. I lower my posture into the chair. But in terms of when I'm in control, literally, like, no matter what anyone, like, I can't control what people do in my shows, which is kind of exciting. But by the same token, I don't know what anyone's day's been like, whether good or bad. So anyone that comes into my show, I just want them to have a fun time for that hour. So whatever they do, they're always the hero of the scene. They're always like the champion. Mm. They'll always get like a massive round of applause and elation from the audience. And it kind of, the best compliment I can get is when people say, I wish you picked me.
Did you know, Steen, I saw, for me, it was so joyful to watch side of stage, but for the two people involved, it was hell. I saw a comedian on stage who pointed at a man in the front row and started chatting to him. That comedian
did not know that the man he was chatting to is a big comedy producer who makes TV.
Oh, my God.
And the producer knew this and didn't want to be in the front, and so was trying to shrink himself down and make himself disappear. But the comedian saw that and went, oh, trying to hide, are you, mate? And starts talking to him. Anyway, the producer's giving, like, he goes, what do you do for a job? And he's like, oh, you know, just bits and pieces. And the comic's like, bits and pieces? Doing all this. And he gets off stage and I'm laughing. I said, bro. He produces stand-up comedy specials, and he goes, oh, my God. And I'm just
did you get him on side at the end or never?
No.
And has he ever had a special since?
No.
But I think you have to attack. That seems very threatening. Like, have to go for it in that sense. Like, when I did Edinburgh for the first time, I didn't know who anyone was over there.
Yes.
And by the end of it, you're like, did you know you got, like, the head of JFL up? Do you know you got, like, John Bishop up, who's one of the biggest comedians in the UK? You just don't know. Like, you have to treat everyone kind of on the same playing field.
Yes. Well, Steen, I've seen your shows before. I absolutely love them. And so everyone else should go see Friendly Stranger. It is at the Melbourne and Sydney Comedy Festival. Comedy.com.au if you want tickets. Steen Riskopoulos, thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. Woo! It's Tommy's time.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy are serving up big cash.
Tennis.com.au. It's never been easier to rally up a hit. Find your local tennis court and book within minutes. No membership, no worries.
Serving up cash, and it's not long till we get served up balls at our bodies.
$5,000.
Oh, Jesse, you are lucky.
So violent.
You are lucky that missed me.
Well. You should be playing, honestly. You should be playing in the Oz Open with that kind of serve.
That's pretty good, eh? No,
it's a missed opportunity.
Yeah. But no, he shouldn't. He aims just specifically for people's testicles.
And he gets it every time.
Yeah, no one's returning that serve.
He missed then, but that is because it's cold in here, and so the target was smaller.
Amanda, what do you want the cash for? Convince Tommy.
Hey, Tommy and Kerry. I'm after $2,000 because I'm terrible at budgeting, and I have my car insurance, rego, and service due next month. And if I don't get any extra cash, I'm going to have to eat 2 minute noodles all month.
Yeah, I just reckon don't insure the car, though.
Oh, my God.
I've had a few accidents, so I kind of need that.
Maybe stop driving.
Well, maybe.
You can't give in that easy, Amanda. You've got to fight harder for this.
Well, I could get Ubers everywhere.
Are you a good person? Are you a good person? Do you do a good job that is beneficial to society?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you do?
Executive assistant.
Let's go to Jason. Oh, sorry. I should ask, what does the executive do? Do a great job for society?
Yes, they do.
What do they do?
They work in retail for banks.
See ya, Amanda. Let's go to
bank reference that let her down.
Yeah, I reckon also he can probably chuck a bit of cash her way. Just pay Amanda more.
This is so brutal.
We'll give her Amanda $1. Well done. Let's go to Jason. G'day, Jason.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Oh, living the dream. Hey, Jace, how much cash you want served up and for what?
Well, I requested $450 to replace my kids' life jackets. We had a car fire last Saturday, and we lost a heap of personal belongings. But kids' life jackets were one of them. I just want to get them some life jackets before Easter.
Jace, obviously you're taking them out on the water, and these aren't just to cruise around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. To the Murray, a friend's got a boat, and yeah.
What happened with the car fire, Jason?
One of the portable battery boxes caught fire in the boot and damaged all the kids' UGG boots and life jackets and our car fridge that we got for Christmas off my parents. And insurance isn't covering it.
Jace, I'm sorry for that, but I do not love sob stories. But
it sucks.
Yeah, I can understand it sucks. I will ask you one question, and I'd appreciate an honest answer. Did you torch the car for an insurance job?
I wish. No, yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay. Jace, we are coming into obviously the colder months. So I wouldn't have thought that the water sports would be
all year round on the Murray.
Yeah, it's still 30 degrees up there.
Yeah, okay. Hold the line, Jace. I'll come back to you. G'day, Danielle.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, pretty good. How much money do you want served up and for what?
$780, please. My 52-year-old and my 14-year-old are going
to get some money. She wants it for a new phone.
Yeah, I know.
And it's $390.
Danielle, sorry, one more time and quickly. You just cut out. Just tell me again.
Because my 52-year-old husband and my 14-year-old son are going for their black today.
Oh, what are they going for? Let's make it up. What do you think they're going for?
They're going for their
driver's
license. I've been told. Sorry, they're going for their black belt.
Oh. Black belt. Yeah.
Are they? Why does that cost money?
It costs $390 each, and that's on top of the like weekly fees. Mm. It's a 10-hour train. It's a 10-hour test day, and they've been training 7 days a week leading up to it. And yeah, it's full on. Yeah.
Danielle, are you an upstanding member of the community? Do you do a great job that contributes to our society?
I do.
Keep in mind, I don't. So don't, you know, I'm not saying this from a high place. What do you do, Danielle?
I'm actually a cake maker, and I do with hospitals for the nurses.
She's a cake maker and delivers them to hospitals for the nurses.
You make cakes for nurses.
It's a tricky one today for you. I can see none of them are grabbing you. Mm. What are you going to do?
I think it's very – I feel sorry for Jace because that – oh, Jace, hang on.
I reckon give it to Jace.
Jace, have $500. That's all yours.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great time on the water and make sure you keep the kids safe. It's a very good thing to be doing.
Absolutely. Good thank you very much.
Hold the line. I might have something more for you. Danielle – I'm really struggling with your line, and I don't know why I've gone back to it. do you make cakes for nurses?
I make cakes for everyone, but I donate them to the nurses to say thank you.
Hey, Danielle, you sound like a beautiful person. I can't give you the full amount because of the kitty, so I'm going to chuck $500 your way as well.
Oh, my God, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a good one. Keep up the cake donating. Jason.
Yeah, mate.
Do you want to come down and hit balls at Carrie and I with the chance to win $5,000?
Would I ever? I'm going to start practicing.
We'll see you there. You're in.
We're going to play again tomorrow as well. CarrieandTommy.com.au if you want to register at play.tennis.com.au. It's never been easier to rally up a hit. Find your local tennis court and book within minutes. No membership, no worries.
Carrie and Tommy.
Shawn Mendes, there's nothing holding me back for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy, and it's time for this.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first, and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie, big more Tommy, little, put your hands up, because it's quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. It's paper quiz time. Yeah.
Feel good about it today.
Feeling smart.
Yep.
I'm feeling dumb as two bricks, Carrie. Yeah. So
it's good to have balance on
Carrie,
the show.
That's right, I'll carry it all.
Yeah.
As I do every paper quiz, you know.
Well, and every aspect of the show, to be honest.
Question number one. The Australian trumpet is believed to be the world's largest living what?
Plant?
Sorry?
The Australian trumpet. What do you know about the Australian trumpet?
I feel like it's a plant. Like it looks like that.
Is it?
Largest living I feel like it's one of those enormous
flower thing,
plants that looks like a trumpet, huge.
Because usually when you don't know things, they're fish or birds. But I don't think
A trumpet bird.
But surely a largest living bird we would know about because we would have gone, hey, what's that massive bird?
Or a trumpet fish. Is it a fish that's got like a bit that goes like that?
Because I reckon we go with you I liked your energy.
Great, plant.
Yeah, plant.
Question number two, beginning.
But sorry, plant.
Yeah.
What about all those giant trees?
Yeah, they're not as big as the trumpet.
But maybe
what
a
about flower?
Different flower.
Carrie. Oh, is it a spider? Like a
trumpet spider. Have you looked at the answers?
Yeah, he can see the answers.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What do we have? You?
If it's not a spider,
I'm going to go flower.
Yep, great. Flower. Gotcha.
Question number two. Beginning in 1985, DC Comics published a 12-issue limited series titled Crisis on Infinite What?
Earth.
Good on you, Eli.
Eli, well done.
Hang
on, sorry, just one question. What was the crisis that only took 12 issues to solve?
I can't
Can't remember, but it involves Superman.
Oh, it involves Superman. Well, he would have been quick to fix things. No way. No wonder.
Question number three. The Oberbaum Bridge is a landmark of which capital city?
Say it again.
Oberbaum.
Oh, isn't it? Berlin. No, isn't it the in Adelaide?
The Oban.
The Oban, isn't it? Yeah. No? Isn't that what it is?
That's a long way from the Berlin that I suggested.
Oh, is it not in Australia?
No, it
just says the Oberbaum Bridge is a landmark of which capital city?
Go with Adelaide. Because I don't even know if Berlin is the capital of Germany.
Or Hawaii.
Hawaii is a city?
Is it? No. State.
It's a state, is it? The capital is...
Honolulu?
Honolulu.
Yeah, but the bridge I'm thinking is around the side when you go driving around Hawaii. There's this enormous bridge, and I thought that's what it was called. Anyway.
So any of those, lock them in.
Question number four. A swarm of bogong moths caused a disturbance at the closing ceremony of which Olympics?
Oh, well.
Where do moths come from?
Oh, great question.
Because that'll help us say which Olympics it was.
Sure, it'll just be what was recent. Was it London?
Oh, this is not what made. Did they have the drones crash?
Yeah, that's what.
Where was that, in London? Let's go London. Great.
And question number five, what is the official language of Chile?
Oh, I know this.
Chilean.
It's Portuguese.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry. Is it or is it Spanish? No, I think it's Spanish because I learnt Spanish because I was going to Brazil only to get there to find out they don't speak it.
No, my sister did an exchange in Brazil and she came back speaking Portuguese.
Yes, but yes. I think that's the only South American country where Portuguese
is. So it's Spanish in Chile.
I think it is.
To the answers. Question number one was the Australian trumpet is believed to be the world's largest living what? It is snail.
Well, I was already prepared to congratulate us. I want to see a trumpet snail.
Yes, I'll Google it.
Yep, thank you.
Beginning in 1985,
Do you reckon they're called a trumpet snail because you can pluck the slug out and play it like a trumpet?
Ew.
Next question.
Give it a try. Crisis on Infinite Earth was the answer.
Well done, Eva. Fantastic stuff there.
Question number three was the Oberbaum Bridge is a landmark of which capital city? Berlin.
Oh!
You did say Berlin.
Tommy time.
Yes, yeah, so we'll take that, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's your snail, your trumpet snail.
Oh.
Yeah.
I ate snails for the first time.
Underwhelming.
Eating them?
No, sorry, eating them and that picture.
I mean, I found them yummy because it was just garlic and butter.
It's not the snail bit. It's delicious.
Question number four. A swarm of bogong moths caused a disturbance at the Sydney Olympics.
Oh rubbish.
And question number five, what is the official language of Chile? And what did we say? Spanish or Portuguese?
I think we said Portuguese.
It's so embarrassing to have spent. I think I spent 2 weeks.
We said Portuguese, I think. No, we said Spanish.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well
As
done, everybody.
As I said,
everybody.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy are about to go with confidence out the studio door and into their cars. And on the way home, they'll probably pass one of the 160 locally or family-owned and operated Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto stores across Australia, which means there's one right around the corner. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Bye.